Bruchus Avi Mari. We're holding the sigla of Medida on Shabbos, measuring things on Shabbos. Halachan Simin Shinvav Siv Zayin. Mekov the Isser is a Mishnah we learned in Beya on Daf Chavtes, where there says you want to get an object from your friend on Shabbos, buy things. Says the Mishnah, Oima Odom Chaveri Moli Kli Zeh Avloi B'Mido. Fill up this Kli, but don't do it in the case of a Mido. We have a portion of Mishnah that says not to measure things. At the end of the Masechta Shabbos, the last couple lines, Daf Kuf and Vovon Beis, the Gemara brings down, based upon the Mishnah over there, they're discussing the idea of Medido. The Gemara says over there that number one, by the case of a mikvah, Mem Saw, Tumma Vitara, Vamokka Mitzvah is Mutter. And number two, we have a second Hetim Vitara, the Sugar being Masasek. So again, so we have the Issa, the Mishnah in Bayad Akhotes, we have two Aterim, the end of Shabbos, the Sugar of Masasek, the Sugar of Mitzvah. Why exactly is it over here and now Sugya Sim Shinvav? So the Chuda, the Hemshik of the Mechaber is Sif Hei is a Sugya of the Schar Shabbos B'Mokim Mitzvah. Sif Vav Emim Tzeh Chetzcha B'Mokim Mitzvah. And the idea of Sif Zayin is the idea of Medida B'Mokim Mitzvah. That means that Gam, the Mishnah in Bayi Chav Tes, is a Sugya in Shinchav Gimel. The reason why it's brought down over here, we have three Sif in the gate of the Sugya of Mitzvah one after another. All drop on them. You have to realize where the Hetem Mitzvah coming from. Back to the Mishnah Brewer by us. The Chura, the abundance do not have a Hetev of Mokka Mitzvah. You never find it anywhere. And therefore, we go to each Sif. By Sif, why is Schar Shabbos Mutav Mokka Mitzvah? So Etzem, it's a great question. Mechaba saw something, it's also. The abundance do not have a Hetev of Mokka Mitzvah. Coming to the basis of some tough Kuf Behei, says, what's it sad to be matter? What's the Yishmi Shematter? Since by Etzem, the whole Issa Schar Shabbos is Mechamem Khan Shabbos. No one is doing it on Shabbos, it's being done Er Shabbos. So really, it's a gzeru l'gzeru. On the gzeru l'gzeru, Chazal said l'chatchilot, they don't want to go do it. Help them block a mitzvah. Chazal will not imid upon this chumrah, chokul v'yad l'gzeru l'gzeru. That means you have a special heter, the rabbis do not have a heter block a mitzvah. Schar Shabbos is a gzeru l'gzeru. That's if a sivov, im tzachatzcho. The Gemara says, your chvayitzim ma'isar argumi osir chetz d'shmam is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because we have a pasuk. We have a pasuk game with Joshua, Mimsa Chetzecha, Yorch Veitzim, Maisel be also. If so, first of all, it's Chaim Ovi and Siv Zayin, Medida, Gemara saying is Mutu Mokka Mitzvah. Why? The abundance cannot matter Mokka Mitzvah. The ones are not Mutu Mokka Mitzvah. So entering the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magen Avraham, a Pitresis of the Kukha of Ovan Bey is according to the end of the Masechta, he says, the words are, Dlo Yavi Issa Kol Kach, El Mishnah Davi Ko'uvdin Nechol. It's not a full Isser. It's not Chumo Kokach. It's more Kal. Uvnachol is one of the most Kal Digger Drabalans. Like we came across the Lachan Simon Shinlam and Gimel. The Mova there says, Mokka Mitzvah, it's Mutabe Uvnachol. Says the Chavetz Chaim, not all Drabalans are Mutabe Mitzvah. Only the Kal ones like Uvnachol. Very Kal. Now, what is the definition of Uvnachol? We came across it numerous times. You had to try to define it. Shlomo Zalman says it's not exactly clear what the definition is. One of the examples he says not clear is our example over here. But Pashas, we pointed out, Kukhud is a Tverish Sol. He has a Akdoma to Shabbos called Kela Shabbos. Chavetz Chaim, in his time, Sharatzin says, Ayin Kela Shabbos. That's a Tverish Sol's Akdoma to Mishnayis. In the Akdoma, he has Be'erch 30 pages, depends on print. On the first page, he gets involved, what is the definition of Uvdin Dechol? And Mikra, he says three things. Number one, he says either it looks like a malacha. Number two, will either look lead to a malacha. Or number three, it's a zilzul Shabbos, it's a chore, it's vachadik, something that we do during the week. And he gives numerous examples how all of the chols are either in these three categories over here. Either looks like a malacha, leads to a malacha, or it's a chore that's vachadik. What is our case over here? So really we have two separate sugyas. We have one, buying. Mechamemcha, the Sugyan Beya, the Halacha and Simon Shinchov Gimel. That Lachor either looks or leads to a Malacha. Or leads to the act of Mechamemcha, or looks like the act of Mechamemcha. It's called that the Sugyan of Wurz of Lachol or Mechamemcha. The idea of by a mikvah to measure Memsa, who has nothing to do with Mechamemcha. Tash is over there, it looks like it's a shore. You have to measure things, it's work, it's an avodah, you hire a person to go do it. Seemingly on the other category of social Shabbos. That means we have a chum over here, a medido. It's had a sugya of nechol. Which one? The chum depends which case we're discussing over here. The maisa, or even the issa of nechol. Building upon that, once we ascend, that's the side over here. of Nechol either looks or leads like a mlocha, leads to a mlocha, or says little Shabbos, come along with Shlomo Zalman Shuvah and a Moshe Shuvah, and they discuss, let's say a person wants to take a temperature on Shabbos, where is the heter coming from? So besides, it's clear, that's what's in Shulchan Aruch. They say even a step further, a temperature of a person does not look like Mecha Memkar, would not lead to Mecha Memkar. So it's not Nechol Neged of a Chur, not a Vachdik, it's a Zilzul Shabbos. It's not this and not that. So Shlomo Zalman, and he has a play of words, it's not a case of Umdun Dechol, it's a case of Uvda Decholah. It's not Umdun Dechol, it's Uvda Decholah. That is no Sheikhus to Umdun Dechol, it's Umdun Decholah. Avat's not even in the parameters of Umdun Dechol. No Sheikhus. It's not Zilzul Shabbos. It's not Nechol Neged of Mecha Memkar. Therefore, it says in Moshe and Shlomo Zalman, it's not in the parameters of Avada taking a temperature, the Moshe says Mutter. So again, we have the state of the Isser, again, Mishmur of the Magavram. Again, the Rambam sounds not that way, it's maybe Isser of the Ksivo, the way the place can go from Taisus, the Isser of the Sugar of the Nechol. Now, what is the definition of Medida? For example, could a person have an hourglass, have a sundial, measure time? It's time Nechol the Isser of Medida. So we have the Loch on Simen Shin Ches, and Sifnun Aleph, come on the Mechaber, and he says, a sundial, or these cases like that, hourglass, is a kli shumalakhtoi le'isr. It's only mutl tzar gufa yamakoymai. Says over there, the Magavram and the Mishnah, why? It's a kli medido. So again, about why, watch, not nichol get a kli medido. It's different than a sundial. The mice that comes out of sundial, and shayla mice, nichol get a kli medido. And if a kli medido is a kli shumalakhtoi le'isr. Build upon that, says this form, any kli medido that you have, whether you use it to medido or not for medido, to clear shlomach l'iser. That means you have a measuring thing in your house. And using it to drink water from it, not to measure, ki yuzeh. It's mukso. To clear shlomach l'iser over here. Only mutar gufa mekomi with its kolom.
Is it
iser
kal? Because just like medido is playing the case, it's also kal.
It's kal, but you can get gehenim for it. You want to know how much gehenim? Less gehenim. But it's gehenim. So it'll be, say in your words, it'll be a trauma. Right? It won't be. It's Osir. Why is it Osir over here? Building upon that, so when we're saying Pashas measuring time, Mice is also, the question is Bizman is there. We have these glasses that you want to play a game with. Sand timers. And you want to play a game. Can you take these sand timers, and turn them over. That means, for example, you want to play charades on Shabbos. Charades on Shabbos, you want 5 minutes. Play charades without a time limit, it doesn't work. You have to have a time limit on charades. Fine? Usually. Fine, so you have a time limit. 5 minutes, you turn it over. That's measuring time. Is that mutter on Shabbos or also? So, Pashas is formed today, the Kavachayim, the Shmir, Shabbos, Chosei, Shalmei, Hudud, all this being down. That's measuring time. Do that on Shabbos, it's mukso. You cannot use these things when you play a game. Hagam the Izim Shlomo Zalman. They don't want to say up Yisroel Shavoy, Pashas L'shitosay. The whole Isser of using these, in the olden times, these sundials and these hourglasses, what's the Isser Shavoy? What's the problem of time? Want to tie in those days, they use it for Malacha to see how much you get paid, or how to judge things, negate to Malacha. Today, no one uses their hourglass to negate the Sugya Malacha. So you want to tie in the Chur in those days, they gave a payment. It was a cliche lack of Isser. You use it for an Isser, like pot is used for an Isser, and there is used for an Isser. Today, no games are technically mutter. It might not be the Seder Shabbos, but technically it's mutter. So an hourglass, Be'etzim, should be mutter. Where is the Isser going on over here? Shlomo Zalman has a Sfora. Maisa Sfora seem to go with Seder Shulchan Aruch. Then Maisa, the end day accounts time. And Maisa also, again, you can hear Shlomo Zalman's Sfora over here. But Maisa Sfora seems to say to use it on Shabbos, Maisa also to cliche lack of Isser. What is it? Isser Medido.
It's
two things. Isser Medido, and also, that means if you want to even move it, they don't seem to take on. According to him, it's not Isser Medido, it's not Klish Makhlis, it's neither one. According to the Machmirim, it's two things. Isser Medido and the Klish Makhlis. No, we don't seem to say it over here. Maybe we'll see more.
Anybody who says these timers,
They're not measuring a specific time that we know about.
Well, we'll get to different cases. Let's define medidas. One case, medida is, again, time. A second case they discuss, the medida is these blotters. Let's say you want to count a room. I think the standard blotters are 30 centimeters. The smaller ones are about 20 centimeters. I'm going to count over here the blotters over here. I count, I have over here 10 blotters, 10 tiles over here. They're 30 centimeters. They're 300 centimeters now. These are 20, right? These are 20. The more standard ones are 30. Can you count tiles? What's a shiloh? No, it's a counting tiles. But I know in my mind that these tiles represent 20 centimeters. And now I'm going to times it by the amount of tiles versus 20. And now I get to a number. Is that counting? Is that medida? So come along the cop, he wants taino. Counting tiles, no problem. Now you figure it out. What's the bayah? Should be motor. Asal Shalim Simcha Bonham says, why are you counting? To measure it. It's also. It's a great question. Says Shmir Shabbat Chosay, the one in print before 14 years ago, says the Maisit Smutter. And the new prince comes along and says, Roilim Noya. Great question. Shlom Zalman, the old prince Maisit came along and originally said the Maisit it's Smutter. And the new prince of Shmir Shabbos, and the Meluman Maisit comes along and says, Chosav Omer, I don't know. Later. So it's not boring to him. What exactly how to look upon it? It's a great Shikha Das question. When you count something that's not best in measurement, which I know comes out of it. Another thing that's very common that I like discussing is these water meters. You can use them on Shabbos. Now, without the... what? Sorry? Water meters. Everyone gets a water bill. How in the world do you get a water bill to your house? You have a meter that counts the water on Shabbos. So put aside the hack the past 10, 15 years, they get electric water meters. Let's get involved with only the mechanical ones. The electric has its own sugya, not our sugya is chashmal. They get the mechanical water meters. Can you use them on Shabbos? Do you have a sugya inside the idea? Medid over here. So making the poskim are makel for numerous reasons. Number one, again, about with when it happens, is the case of a grumo or bitka de mayo. A pisvar can argue shtak is nichla sugya of a grumo. The Gemara Kuf Chof on Beis and Shabbos said, "Loi sasta kol malacha, malacha oser, grum is mutter." Have a wee paskin, the Mordechai being done of Ben Yol, even though it's mutter min haTorah, is isri rabbanon. Says Rabban Simon Shin Lamedalis Sim Chof Beis, isri rabbanon unless the case of a hefset. So I said, "Grum is oser." However, coming from his almond, since Ben Yol is a das yochid, anytime you have any tziruf with it, lemaisi can be mekel. For example, when you take water out of the sink, you say, "Nemeskavin." Come into Psikresha. Psikresha the Grummo. New is supposed to give the Maisa Makel.
Aleph.
When the water, oh, when water comes out, wherever the meter is, it's counting.
Right.
It's not on top of the sink. That's the question. Is that called a Grummo? It's not on top of your sink, or is it called Bitka de Mayo? Is it called Koyach Rishon or Koyach Sheni? What's the Lachab Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni? Again, we saw electricity, the new. Ones a new electric, new meter put to the side, nachashma. The get to this, the idea of Sigur Medido. Oh, we'll get it right. So, first of all, Grumel Maiso, even if Sikratio, MS Calvin, those are Makel. Second, on Grumel, Andrea Bonnons, Numis Poiskin Maiso, Makel. Third is, it's a case of Sarah Gogol. It's a case of a mitzvah, it's a hefzid. Hefzid, Grumel says, Grumel's usher, unless welcome hefzid. You have no water over here. You need to have water on Shabbos. So you can't get involved on Grumma and numerous reasons why it, what you make all. Even on the side of Bitzke de Mayo, going over here signing is Lenichalei, right? You don't want them to charge you. What's going on over here is Lenichalei. You ever had to Mokka Mitzvah when you said by Lenichalei? So Mishibu have that case by Ashanis. Case of Oinik, you maybe will have a heter. But Oinik can argue. The fact that I could doesn't mean it's not a Mitzvah right now. My sense of Mitzvah. You have a question, every medida, but mock mitzvah. You're asking Mikolius. Great question when we get to that. But once we have that, to watch, be any difference. Void, yeah, we really have to know how the water machines, the mechanical ones, are working. Numerous, most of them, as far as I understand, I'm being told, is that not every time you take water, it gets a click. When it gets a certain level, click, certain level, click. Therefore, come to Archon Shabbat and says, since every time you take water, it's not measuring the tank, only gets a certain level, it hits something. So be'etzem, it's not even a psik ratio. Now, even if it is, maybe this time when you take water, it'll affect the machine over here. Just sub a psik ratio. Locha and Simon Shinta Zain Sef Gimel. The Bialocha brings down the Taz. The question, what's the Locha of Segratio Lashavar? Sub-Segratio. What came out, the gate of the Rai says, wasn't simple, Mishmu won't be Mekel anyway. The gate of the Rabbanon says, the Chavetz Chaim, either way it's Mutter, either Sof Dama Lekulo, or Nichol Gede Vedi Miskavin. Voi Kamal Lachar Shabbos, say even a step further. To be Nichol Gede Vedi Nichol, it's a chore over here, something's happening over here, it's counting over here, something that you least think about. No one thinks about when they take water. It's not only a dash, you take water, there's a meter that's counting the water over here. It's only not Nichol Gede Vedi Nichol. Not Litim Lachar, not communication Lachar, no Sheikhs, not in the parsha of Nichol over here. But he says, water on Shabbos of Nichol, Mokka Mitzvah, I can have a Shabbos without water. You're not going to flush the toilet. You need the water over here. Nichol get a Tzayach Shabbos over here. So all these reasons, the mice, as far as I see, negate to the Sugah Medido, no one seems to be worrying about the Sugah of having these water meters. They get the Sugah of Chashmal. That's a great question. Not our Sugah. There's another thing in the market, they tell me that when people want to measure things, is that, again, Kli Medido, that is Osir. Unless you want to make a salad dressing, there's a cup in the market that they have lines to fill up things. You put till this line, you put in the shemen. Till this line, you put in the chaymitz. Till this line, you put the next thing in. Then Shabbos, you take and you shake it, and you have your salad dressing. So in essence, you're not counting any set amount. You're getting to a line. So the Sefer Torah Chaim of Daniel Travis, who has all these pamphlets around over here, how he's a connection to the past Gedolim, to the new Gedolim, of the future over here. So he comes with the Sefer Torah Chaim, which is actually in this pamphlet, a picture of that Sefer. And he discusses over here, what's a locha in the gate of this cup with these lines in it? Is that called medido? I'm not measuring a centimeter. I'm not measuring over here any specific liter, any nepach over here. Just getting to a certain area. Getting to a certain area, is that called counting?
You know that is...
You know nothing. They just give you the cup until you fill up, pull this line, mix it here, and then get salad dressing. He says it just has a line there, and my father says it doesn't say anything. Okay? So he went to the Gedolim of the past and the Gedolim of the future. Now, he writes over there. No, they passed away already. So he writes over there. He went to Israel, Obach.
I also have one.
We'll get there. So the Maisi, he went to Israel, Obach, and he went to Zalman Lechem Goldberg. Both of them, and the Maisi both asked that. He said, counting does not mean that you have to get to a number of a centimeter, a pound, a certain thing over here. Getting to an area that's a mark that represents to do something over here, that's also counting. That's getting somewhere still nichol is a medido. Also medido, we're saying is measuring. What about weighing? Weighing yourself. What about negate to yourself? The iser. I mean, it's saying over here, the Gemara's case is the mikvah, and the Gemara's case is negate to buying things. What about by yourself? Can you see how tall you are? Can you measure your height? Can you measure your weight? Some people don't want to measure their weight. It's safer that way. But can you measure yourself? Is there a heter? Is there an iser? So the Rabbi Ephraim, he wrote this question to the Yaskal Abdi and the Bnei Tzion. They both wrote back to him, Lemaise, at the end of the day, what's the difference if it's you or something else? Either way, it's also. Either way. And therefore, the Shemir Shabbos brings down this from Maise to Aseret, or Shabbos come along to Aseret. I'll tell the Shani, the Binam Shalom Zalman, Pashas Lushitosoi. He says, over here, where's the Ubnachol of Masa Matin? Where's the idea of the Chur over here? Fine, he says, Ulai Vitzorachian. So we have this from Beik Aseret. Shlomo Zalman says, Ulai Vitzorachian to be Mekel. Maisa, this form seemed to go that at the end of the day, since you're weighing yourself, Nichle Sugim Medida is also. Same thing, the gate to your height. You want to go over to a place against the wall, all these numbers over there. Says if they see it, again, the Shemir Shabbos brings it down. At the end of the day, since you're giving it a measurement of how tall you are, you're weighing, just you're measuring yourself, that's also Nichle Sugim Medida. Again, the one say Ulav Tzarachin to be Mekel. The Ma'aseh at the end of the day, come along to the Swam, come along to Aser. Because what's the difference whether it's something else or yourself? Nichol the Isra Medida Chazal come along to Aser. That's no heter. They do this because let's say you want to weigh a child. For I once had a kid that had a one show was eating and not eating, and the doctor said you have to constantly weigh to make sure the kid's eating. So Baal says for him that's the Chaget of a Mitzvah. Chayla, cotton, young kid. Avadi can't weigh a child. Now in the Sugya, the Issur Medido, we have three heterim. First heter, again the Gemara in the end of Shabbos, is Misasek. That means the person has no reason, no tzarek to measure, and he's measuring for the fun of it. if you realize it's not brought down over here on the page, it's not in the Torah, it's not in the Mechaber, it's not in the Ramah, it's not in the Taz, not in the Magar Ram, not in the Pima Godman, not in the Mishnah Berurah. So do we have a Heta Mesasek? So it is brought down by the Graz, it is brought down by the Kal V'Chaim, and the Shemir Shabbos, or Urcha Shabbos, and others. So one Sefer, one person went over to Urcha Shabbos, and he asked him, Maisa, it's very nice you bring it down, but it's not brought down by the Pashkim and the Yisakalim, it's not here. What right to be down the Heta Mesasek? True, you like following the Shemir Shabbos, but where's the Heta coming from? So Maisa says, if the Mishmur brought it down to argue with it, say it. If he does not bring it down, it's before Shikamaro. No one argues. The fact that no one argues, and everyone knows it's a Gemara, it's just not a common thing. Who's going to measure things for no reason? So that there can be semich upon the Gemara. The Mesasek L'maisa is mutter. Fine, so we have one Heter Mesasek. Who does that? Not Klor. Without any Tzarech, fine, we have a Heter.
You're measuring, you're not measuring.
Shloi L'Tzarech Klal. You're measuring, spacing out. The words that grasp, Shloi L'Tzarech Klal.
And the gift,
the height. That sounds like, you have Kavona for it. It's not Mesasek. Mesasek. It's interesting, what's the word Mesasek mean with Klolius? I'm not focusing what I'm doing. Not focusing. Someone's not focusing what he's doing. No need for it. My says motor. Terech HaGav is doing it. A second heter, very important heter, we came across in Siman Shulchan Gimel, Sif Aleph. That over there it says, when a person wants to do Medido, if you do a case of approximation, a drop less or a drop more, the Amor Lamaisa says it's motor. For Shemos and Lamaisa says it's motor. And therefore, within the Nice Kingdom, say, you have a case of a tabas, you have a ring over there, says the Mishnah Berurah, put it inside your cup, and you want to fill it up to the top, and you know this is a liter, but once you have a ring there, it takes it away, it's a drop less, Lamaisa says motor. So you have a heter, a second heter, that's brought down the Shulchan Gimel, approximation. A drop more, you want to take a teaspoon of sugar, take a heaping teaspoon of sugar. You tell a person a heaping teaspoon of water doesn't work out. But a heaping teaspoon of sugar, Lamaisa, works out. Now, we spoke out then, the idea of approximation is a heter. We know Medida is very clear among the Pleiskim are two things. One is the measurements, one's the mishkel, one's the weight. Negate approximation, again, we have a heter in Shulchan Gimel by Medido. Negate the mishkel, we spoke out, and Simon Tov Kof and Hilchos Yontif, the Mishbu and the Magar Ram speak out, there is no heter, P. the Shulchan Aruch, negate approximation. Because at the end of the day, you're using a scale over here, so it's nicker or appears that you're doing an act of Ubdin the Chol over here. So Gam, you're doing an approximation to get to the idea of Mishkel, will not be the heter. That means again, approximation is the heter, but however, only by measuring things and not by weighing things. A third heter, negate Medido, is hours ago, the case of mitzvah. Nichol upon that says, Mechaba is a chaylo. The Medido show mitzvah. Now, what exactly is the Gedom negate the sugar of the term or focus on the case of mitzvah? First, let's say you can do the mitzvah on Shabbos, but you also do it on Erev Shabbos. Do you have a heter of doing Medido of a Mokka mitzvah when it can't be done on Erev Shabbos? That means, let's say you want to take water on Shabbos, Mokka mitzvah, you know what, I can fill up my tank before Shabbos. There's a heter of Mokka mitzvah over here. So there is a Shmir Shabbos Kulchosai discussing the Geit Yom Kippur. Somebody has to take a shir. Shirim on Yom Kippur. Do you have a right to measure the shirim on Yom Kippur? Or it's better to measure the shirim before Yom Kippur? Now, Shimon Yom Kippur, the guy's a chayla, Mokka mitzvah is 100%. We have told him, go eat it on Yom Kippur. And if he did not measure before Yom Kippur, Avadri measure on Yom Kippur. But is it correct thing to measure before Yom Kippur? Says Shmir Shabbos, he quotes the Kal V'Chaim, says the Maaseh, the correct thing is to measure Erev Yom Kippur. And he sends it to Mishnah Berurah. Now, if you look up the Mishnah Berurah, he is discussing Yom Kippur, but it sounds like it's being more inside the practicality. If you stop measuring in Yom Kippur, you might come to an Indian maybe swallowing too much. You want to see what's a malugmov, you try to fill up your cheek over here, and it won't exactly work out practically. Maybe you have a baya of swallowing something. It doesn't sound like mitzvah the sugya of the issue of shurim, do things before I'm a mokka mitzvah. More, it's a practicality. And there is a code of the lachas of shurim Kamnetsky says, Yom Kippur, even like a tchila, do the measuring in Yom Kippur. But, yeah, but that's true. So maybe you should measure beforehand the cups. And then put it into a bag and save it. Who says you should look at chilo, measure things on Yom Kippur? Measure before Yom Kippur. Now again, as far as I see, Puchazi, my dam in the bar, on Yom Kippur, people don't walk around like on Pesach, people have the bags of matzah they give out. On Yom Kippur, they don't give out the bags of the shurim. They give everyone a cup, fill it up, and they do that. Fine. That seems to be Puchazi, my dam in the bar. A similar question, once we have a heter of medida of makom approximation, what's be'erach the Ramah, the same question is, if you can do a medida makom mitzvah for chayla on Shabbos, the case kamlong shemir Shabbos is costing when you want to give a tinnik food, and it could be a case of medida, maybe to do an act of approximation, not do an act of medida. So being down, if efshir, don't do a case of medida. A gamli kid needs it, but fine, a drop less and drop more. A gam is for the kid; he has a tzarich for it. Bring down with the Archer Shabbos, mice is the words, it's odd if that way. Go down Biske Chubis, it's Meyanochin, it's Tariq Lahoder to approximation over the case of Medido. Now also, Yesh Leplakrek, they have no Makar. All three Swam have no Makar for this. Lukhura, you have to analyze it. If you hold that the idea of Medido is only the case of Dukhuyo, so then you have to. It's not Odif, it's not Nochin, not Tariq, then you have to. If it's Hotsho, Mok Mitzvah Chaylo, that's Motor. We're getting the in between case. Boy, the example is not going to get to give me a kid what to go eat on Shabbos. We should be negated to all cases of Medida. If you do approximation, you should. I'm not clear where they're getting this chumra from, that if you do not need to go do Medida, do approximation, because it's better to go do approximation. Yesh Lodin, where they're coming from, but again, that's just swarming down.
It's not such a big they hold head to
it. So again, is it the chuyo or the hotro? If it's Hotcho, it's Hotcho. It's Chuyah, you have to. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying, Monoshach. They could be right, but don't tell me in Loshina how is it Otif. Where's Archa Shabbos? It's Keshuva, it's the words of Me'anochin. Why Me'anochin? You have to. If you can do an approximation, what's the have to do with Medido? If approximation is not Medido, what's the have to fill up and do Medido with travel food? What's the have to? It should be Osir. I would say Osir. You have to.
Or.
By this case, I just see all these three from discussed, and no one else discussed it. That means they either fully disagree, or they fully, I don't know. We'll get to matzah. Well, it might be even worse in case matzah. Now, over here, we're saying by Medido, we're saying ma'aseh it's mutter mok mitzvah. You have to realize there are two different cases. The most case of Medido mok mitzvah, the case of a mikvah. That's again brought down by us over here, Mokka Mitzvah, for Chayla. What about the case for food, per se? Is there a heter Medida for Eichlam? That means most from assuming the case of food also. And then the Shmir Shammah says the idea of Medida Mokka Mitzvah is mutter by the case of food, you mean it down four different times. Perchav Tes, Sif Lama Ches, Sif Lama Tes, Sif Mem, and Perch Lama Zayin. Kamal Gila Seifin, he wants a Taino, that's not true, that you're mixing up two sigyas. You have to know the Shinchov Gimel is a Lochan Simit Shinvav. Two different places. Simit Shinvav, it's brought down over here, Mitzvah Sugya Um Nechol Matim Bok Mitzvah, is only negated the case of a mikvah. Shinichov Gimel to food has no chabaya, the Sugya Mekha Memkar. Mekha Memkar does not have a heter Mok Mitzvah. You walk out of a store, you have a clean medido, there's an Issa over here, Mitzvah Sugya Um Nechol Mekha Memkar. With the Issa Mekha'im Mekha Memkar. He wants the title of Maisa and he quotes a Shmir Sham, but says he's wrong. Where do we see the heter medido? They get the sugya of food over here. Where do you see the heter? We see it brought down over here, not brought down later on. Maisa, come on, every say we did not call this right. Shom Zaman, Shalitzian, the Chodashoni, the Arba Shabbos. A Pasha, they come on to say the end of the day, Chazal say, Um Nechol is not such a chom de gazach. It's Um Nechol of Mecha Memchal, that's mean Shinuch of Gimel. And then the Maisa, the Mechal, the Mokka Mitzvah, Sai, negate the case of food, Sai, not negate the case of food. This is interesting, Mr. Bruin, in the end of Simon Shin Ches, they bring down a Mogan Avram, but this course is, can you do a Medida Mokka Mitzvah when the pool itself is not a mitzvah? Well, it'll teach you something, and therefore, when it teaches you something, eventually there'll be a mitzvah at the end of the day. Come on, Mr. Bruin says, you cannot do something that's only been megalgal to a mitzvah. The thing itself is not a mitzvah, you can't go do it. Building upon that, my father discusses that he has in the house, he has a glass cup, they sell them in the stores, and they have the shiurim on it. They have the glass cup. On one side is the chanish shiur, and it has on it on the revius and the gzayis and the molugmov. I don't know how in the world they get molugmov on the line over there, because every molugmov is different. But on it has all these sizes of the chanish. The other side has the b'chaim. No, his revius, his gzayis, and it has and their shiurim, the molugmov over here. So it had the shiurim on the cup. So come on, the kin toy balocha, Rav Horowitz, he wants a taino. What are you going to do? Come along, you want to use it. You fill up, fill the line what you want, and then you point to a becher. So you just did a medido that's been megalgal to a mitzvah, And therefore, you're doing a medida on Shabbos, that's not mutter. Meshmul l'chorah l'asrit. Api the Magar Rav. It's a medida that's being megalgal to a mitzvah. And then we cannot use it on Leila Seder, people like using it, or on Shabbos, people like showing it off. Do that, what is your heter? Person wants to have that shir, chazanish, to fill into his becha on Leila Seder. It's the mitzvah, that copy, not the again, Api the Mishnah is being megalgal over here.
For the wine,
oh, the Kamal Peskei quotes it. He says, "Before you misunderstood, the medida is with the wine, and the wine you're using for the mitzvah. The wine you are using it. Then you have a heter of mocha mitzvah. If you use the wine, right? If you use the wine. You're trying to use the wine. You plan to use the wine. That means the cup is not the medida. The wine's the medida, and therefore there is a heter to use these cups. And let's say no problem over here. Nice is stomp to take a becha measured on Shabbos." That the mitzvah you want to know for the next week what you'll use or Leila Seder that you can't do. I think a mitzvah a bit idno, not a mitzvah said a mishnah for later on. Now, in the case of the gate to medida shal mitzvah, there's a mishnah brewer and simon shin tzadik zayin discussing a person do medida for alpayim amis. He knows this forces every amma. I walk 2,000 feet and now we're at 2,000 amis and walking out of the tchum. Can't walk out of the tchum. So he comes along and says, the whole idea of tchum is only tzarek Shabbos anyway. Nichol get a mokum mitzvah. The chur to measure alpayim amma with your feet, lemais is mutter. Out the circular mitzvah over here. Also coming with the swarm of Eklub, Shalom Zalman, others being down to measure your becher, sees a share for Kiddush or Abdullah or Lala Seder, Meissen the Chalikad of mitzvah over here. The Ger to Hilchus Yontif, coming to Archa Shabbat says you want to measure when you want to make chalas, the Ger to Afroshes Chalon Yontif, that's the Chalikad of a mitzvah. Also, you can measure, you want to get 2.2 kilos over here, or 1.8, or 1.2, whatever number you're coming with, whatever shiur you're going with, hafosh chal over here, the maisis, nichol get a medida shal mitzvah, and it is motor. Now, in this medida shal mitzvah, Kamal the Mechab says, the medida of a chayla, which is nichol get of a mitzvah over here. That means it comes out, spoke out before, in the gate to Yom Kippur, you want the sugya of shiurim over here, avada, that's motor. Over there, the place can say, do a b'idyoim, either mitzad the kavachayim or mitzad b'shmur, as being practical over here. Now, they discuss what defines the idea of a chayl over here. Let's say a person wants to measure himself or the food, negate to a diet. Do you have a right to measure things mitzad sugi of a diet? So this form, or Litzian, or some Gavonim are very clear. Why are you on a diet for? Is it for health reasons? Or for where you look? So this is for health reasons. So that's chaylo. Avada, if the doctor says you gotta go on a diet. Now if your wife says so, that's a whole different story. But that's my look reasons. For health reasons, if the doctor says so, then the look is nichol get of health. L'maisa, nichol get of chaylo. You can't measure your things. Not a problem. If it's in the gear for looks, pashtus, you have two problems. One else is sugya medido. And second, the last one I'm going to involve with, you have a heta als oinig Shabbos to worry about your looks and take away, you have the cake in front of you. Like, I'm not going to eat it, but I want to eat it, but I'm not going to eat it. Is that the sugya we get to later on, being mitzvah, someone, aloch and reish beiches, being mitzvah on Shabbos, and not having that piece of cake? Like, I want to have that, my wife was looking, I'll eat it, but maybe I'm going to diet over here. That's a great question. Are you being mitzvah on Shabbos? What? That's another question. Nice of that, you're not injuring yourself. I'm not sure definitely get of the it's not a physical tire, it's an emotional tire. Not sure there's any use upon that. But Maisa, again, if not for health reasons, Maisa can't measure things on Shabbos. They do say you want to measure your blood pressure, but that's for health reasons why you're doing it for it. Of course, not be a problem over here. Nechal get a v'chayla. Want to measure your pulse, same thing. Now, to get to the thermometers. Now, First, discuss the ones that are on the market that are not digital, not chashmal. So, Bekolius again, the Kamalist farmers say to use a thermometer, mitzad a sugya medido, come out every sefer lemaisa is maker. They're coming either for two avenues. Either, as we said before, in Mishlom Zaman, the Moshe Tzliyazer, it's not nichol geda of nichol, it's the sugya of unnecholah. Or mitzad, send them in chitzitchot, the Debetzino, and Mitz Yaakov, even is of nichol, it's makmuchaylo. Makmuchaylo, maisa it's motor. So we have no problem to use a thermometer per se after sugya medido. Knowing that they want to discuss the isha wants to take her temperature. It's at the mitzvah for Rebu. It's at the sugya of her bi. It's when her ovulation is. Kamalung the bavosner or letzian said the ma'isa vada smoter. Now shaylo. Now what's discussing thermometers? Discuss different ones that are out there in the market to be a little bit practical. First, the weather from are discussing was something called mercury. Now, they tell me now, in general, they don't seem to have mercury right now that's in use, but they have a thermometer that's in mercury. The same concept. Meaning, it has a chemical inside. When a person puts it inside his mouth, the chemical sees the body heat, and it goes up on the line of the thermometer. And then you want to use it again, you shake it down, and you put it back inside the person's mouth, and then it goes up the line over here. That means the body heat changes it. Again, mercury or something works in mercury. So again, they discuss two things. Mitzvah medida avadas motor. Either it's on the chayla, or it's nechle get a mitzvah. Mitzvah sugya mi mevashal. They point out, if you get to 110, you got a big problem. You're not getting to the sugya of, that's 40 Celsius. Not 40 Celsius, not Yassel at this point. Right, the highest you can get to the 104 Fahrenheit. The highest can be what 30. No, not going to get to Yassel at this point. There's no problem. Not mevashal, not the sugya of medida. They do discuss is after you take your temperature. Now you take it and you want to shake it down. Are you allowed to shake it down and go back to its original place for the next person? Right, but omachave, right? To the next person when he has it, he wants to take the temperature right away. Come with us and Truman Chilkalv. It says you're even the isra be mesakim mono. We'll get to that. Ask mesakim mono. Why? It's not usable. Are you fixing it? It's broken right now. It has no use. Are you fixing it? And they try to argue with him, and he writes back in Chelek Gimel to other Jews, say, why? Avada, it's nechle, isse, misakim, ono. Maisa, come on, every Sefer, Tabatzinim, Shlomo Zalman, Olatzin, all this, some very stark, they quote him, say, what are you talking about? Seven Ben Yom Zilber, when you close the door, you can get into the room. So we open it, misakim, ono. No, it's called opening and closing the door, it's called Shtamshus. No problem. Well, the Yashu really had a Loshen Harifa Ksas, to Aser it, how can you Aser it over here? It's called a Shtamshus. Everyone knows. Something that you use back and forth over and over and over, it's not called Masakim Mono. It's called using it. Opening, closing the door is called use. It's not Masakim Mono. Now I fix it, I can get in the room. Now I close, now I can't get in the room. It's called using it. So the idea of shaking it down, the Maisha should not be a problem. It's not a signal of Masakim Mono. However, they do point out, as Rabbi Yehuda over here points out, you have Nochel Sugyo. Lochan Simen Shinchov Gimel. In Sevov, also we have the Lochan Simen Shin Beis. The sugya of a chonel from Shabbos to Mechol. Shaking it down, that means let's say it's the end of Shabbos, or you only plan to use it one time on Shabbos. The next time will not be on Shabbos. Is there an issue to shake it down? So we spoke out with a little sugya of Shin Beis, the idea of using a toothbrush to brush your teeth on Shabbos. Is there an issue to brush your teeth? To go with one malach of Moshe, he says very simple. You're allowed to with five klolim. He says number one, no toothpaste. Number two, no water. Number three, it has to be a toothbrush yuchid for Shabbos. Number four, make sure it's not secretion for dam sugya v'chavolo. And number five, he says, even if you have all four, after you brush your teeth, do not wash it under water to clean it for next time. You have an issue from a chana from Shabbos you may hold for the next time. I mean, if you plan to brush your teeth Friday night and Shabbos morning, you can wash it afterwards. But after Shabbos afternoon, you want to brush your teeth to wash it afterwards, you have an issue inside the sugya v'chavolo. If so, but pashtis, to shake it down for next time, is it issur mitzvah sugya v'chono? Hagam, then we pointed out l'chura from Zalman disagreed. He understands he studied in the chono is any commonplace activity, anything the person does naturally without thinking, and not l'chle issur v'chono. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman wanted Mata take your sitter home, take your lulav home, kedoyma, take your talis home. Big of the place can bring down the moisha and they come along without the head of a commonplace activity. L'chura, even though people naturally shake the thermometer down. That's what they do. They take it out, they look at it, they shake it down naturally. The Chur should be at there. Mice and Shlomo do not seem to go this way. And then when they shake it down, you'll have the Issimitz of the Sugya of Achano. Other thermometers on the market, that one that you have a thermometer that changes the color. Changes. The question is, can you use it on Shabbos? So also we'll know the Sugya of Tzeveya, Lochan Timon Shin Gimel, Timon Shin Chof. We discussed then, came along with Moshe, wants to say, Mice's Mutter is not be Miskayim. Came along with Tzliyaze, wants to say, Nichol Gedav Gromo. The Shmir Shabbos, Kavitz Halachas, the Maestro, they want to be Mechel. Atzad Hasheni, Afalt, Max Elio, has a long tshuva about it. He says, this Metzias wise, when it changes colors, it stays that color until you use it again. The color is there until you do something to it. And therefore, him and the Chodeshani and the Abliashim, the Shmir Shabbos, the Maestro, they want to aser it. So the one time they want to change the colors, the place can say, it's better not to use it. You have Vayam, so the Sukkim Tzaveo. There's another type that has numbers on it, or Isis on it. The question is, when you put the thermometer inside the person's mouth, the osius might come out, it comes boil it. Is that a problem? So it depends how you look upon it. Those one taina comes out, they're active kosev, they're active roshim. Minchas Yitzchak, or Letzin, Chodesh Shani, or for Shabbos, they want to answer it. Asar Hashani, the other day, Chavadah says, the Isis are there. They're just coming out. Asar Hashlishi, in between way, Shlomo Zalman, the Shemir Shabbos, say, really depends. Most of them, if you look close, they're always there. Just when you put the mamder inside a person's mouth, it's now more nicker. You see it even more. So if it's there, when you can look very close, so in essence, what are you really doing over here? It's only making it stronger. The Gemara Sugya in Sikra Gabediyoy, to do upon it, how to look upon it. But Iker, it just gets stronger, and after all, it goes back down to its original state of still being there, just less. Then they want to be Mekel. But if you can't see it, it comes out, then they want to Aser. Divan Hogus. Have a Negator, a digital thermometer, Chashmal, coming this form, or Chashabes, or Latin, a vat that should be Aser. However, they point out, but let's say you go to the hospital, and there's a guy over there who wants to take a temperature, he wants to put it inside your mouth. So, that's if you're in the hospital, whether you're chalish aim by sekono, or chalish yesh by sekono, certainly, or even negate a mixes chalo. What's the loch negate a mixes chalo? I hope everyone knows. The loch is negate a guy can do a loch and do a bonon. Negate a chashmal, bigger the place, you can do a bonon. They would take a temperature over here. Is a guy doing a bonon for the case of mixes chalo? That's the only reason why you're taking a temperature over here. A chalish aim by sekono, in chashmal, zero iso. The mice, no problem, take a temperature over here. Usually in the hospital, you're chalish aim by sekono. That's the assumption over here. So everyone agrees you can take your temperature over here. I ask, Misayaya, it puts it underneath your tongue and your tongue is holding it down. We learn the Lacha and Simon Shnuchav Chesed, I'm getting in Sif, Gimel or Dal, I forgot. Masayin against the Gimel Chaylo, Mais is Mutter. Not a problem. Slachura, as Masayin should not be an issue. And therefore, that's why you're allowed to tell Goy to put the medicine inside the ear. It's medicine that's dropped on it. I be Masayin, but Chaylo is not a problem. Therefore, it comes out to you a chashmal thermometer, you can't. But that's what you have in the go around. In the hospital, if I don't let them go do it, no problem. Now, we're saying over here we have a head to have a mock mitzvah, a mitzvah in the case of a chayla. That's again the case of medido. But the case of weighing things, is there a head to a mitzvah? The main question we're discussing is Lela Seder, can you weigh your matzahs? Come on the Kavachayim, being down as the Pesach Advir a few hundred years ago, he wants to say that a person can weigh his matzahs. No problem. Come on the Kavachayim, says, me, kama time him, you can't. Kama time him. He doesn't say that one reason. But he says, kama time him. Come on, Kim Torah Baloch, it says, very simple. We see already, we mentioned before, and that Mishkul is worse than the case of Medido. Medido, by case of approximation, Lamai says, Motosh and Chav Gimel. By Mishkul, the Loch and Sim Tov Kuf. Mishkul Mais is also by the case of approximation. So we can't make it right from the case of Mishkul in the case of Medido. He also, what we, it says the Kintar Balacha, we do not see not one place, limited to Shumoker, Het of Mishkul. By the case of Mitzvah, there is no Het to weigh your matzahs, Lela Seder. The Shag HaMeir is a Chuba that way, not Shekhlein go this way, Shai Beliski, the Zil Orbach, the Gil Seif, they want to ask, it cannot weigh. Again, just like we see by one of the heads of approximation, the one time one of the heads over here. I said a shiny. We'll get to it. I said a shiny. The passions of the Ben Yuno is saying, Yesh Chalak Harbe between the case of approximation versus the case of Mokka Mitzvah. The case of approximation is it's not Medido. That's why it's water. By Mishkel, why is it Mishkel? It's not Mishkel. Because you're using a scale, it's Nicker. Everyone sees. There's an undechol. The pile, there's an undechol going on over here. So that's why a mishkel is worse than the case of Medido. Because Medido, no one sees. You know, it's Berach. Here I see it. Mashenki, the head of mitzvah is, it is Medido. But mitzvah, we don't not ask this. Something's not chomakokach. Mitzvah knocks away of the undechol. So mishkel is as undechol and knocks it away. So they have the mitzvah, they work the mishkel, but mokka mitzvah, loikozu. It's not chomakokach. Loikozu. Not that it isn't loikozu, it should be mutter. Then they point out, read the ritual at the end of Masechta and Shabbos Kufnun Zayin, he sends you to the Mishnah and Kufnun to get to Mida. He said, and the word in the Mishnah is also case of Mishkol. And he says, Pashas, the ritual is saying, Mida and Mishkol are the head to Mokka Mitzvah. And the Pesach Advi and the Mice does say that way, Shlomo Zalman, or Letzin, or Sharman, Kavis Lachos, Kodash Shani, Rav Sturmbach, Orcha Shabbos say, Mishkol also has a head to. Shlomo Zalman says even a step further, you want to say, Lela Seder, which Mishkol is he using? You ever see the hand ones they use to weigh the matzahs? No one does the B'dech Masa Matin. The Shittosai, and it's not derech masa matan, no one thinks you're going to get a masa matan, avad should not be a problem.
Does it help with a special one for Shabbos? It's a Pesach
scale. Again, you're saying the same idea like Yishlom Zaman. The concept over here, that's no one sees masa matan. A klim yuchlakach. I hear. Can sein. The Maisa, they just say, as practicality, you should not do Leila Seder. That means, they give out, by Leila Seder, you see two things. Either people have the charts, the pictures, the red, the green, the yellow, and they measure things. That's Medido. That's Mutter. That's Mokum Mitzvah. That Avad is no problem. The RJJ, they give it out to Moshe. That's not a Shiloh. That's Medido. Medido Mokum Mitzvah is Mutter. They get to weighing things, it takes a lot more time. And therefore, what people just practically they do before Leila Seder, are practicality. Besides, again, we mentioned before, maybe there's a Kavah Chaim that says, you should do it beforehand. I'm that Yish Lodim. But practicality, the Chura. Oh, Agav, he's asking a question. Negair to the idea of weighing matzahs, the big tumult where the Anhogi is, why does a Reuben or those or a Berkowitz, others, I know themselves, they weigh it, they have these measuring things. What they do it for? Maisa, the idea of matzahs is Chura should not be a case negair to Mishkol, should be a case negair to the Sugya of Nepach. Be a case of water displacement, see. So, right, so come along, Moshe Isaac, Shapiro, the other one. You come along and you want to tell you that the way the Olim says over, they're both Hoshim. They work out, they know, Betim, the weight, they tell you this matzah, based upon this weight, is a Sheir Kezayis. Whatever they say, Iker, that means on the box, that means the Svadim come along, they say maybe they're by Mishkol, maybe, depends who you ask. But it depends which Svadi, which world you're from. But negates the sugya of even Ashkenazim who weigh it, it's not because we don't go by Mishkol, we don't. But we know this Mishkol negates these matzahs, they come along and this is the mount over here. It's the idea, Shabbat.
Yom Tov is the same
Yemenida
or it's more
Kaaba? Yeah, same exact sugya. It's a sugya in Be'er, same thing. So come down the gear to the sugya Be'er, the kids are very simple. Medida Lamais is Osir, we have a 3 term, Miss Asik. Number one, number two, a case of mitzvah, nichol that is a case of choylo, and number three, the case of approximation, or less the case of a mishkol. Next thing is surches over here. We have the sugya of being mahar. That means you have a gemara, kofi gimel beis, gemara where it says dibur osir here, l'maisa is mutter. Now, what defines here? That means you could read a book with your eyes. That's here. You could look at someone doing a malacha and learn from him. That's here. You can hear something from a guy, that's here. Is all three mutter, all three osir, yeshlechav between them. What defines here? Now, you're sitting down and doing nothing, and you think about things that are vada's here. That's poshut. But what happens when one of your senses are part of this process? Is that also that mutter? So, Shai Tshuva over here, Tzivkon Gimel, Bingzana, Ashila Shaivitz, Yakv Emden, and Tshuva, and he wants a taino to read something. And the thing about it is chomer tvei, it's worse. And Baker, we pointed that out, we learned the halacha in Simon Shin Zayin Sif Yud Gimel, they get a sugya of shtarad yaitis. First, he cannot read a shtarad yaitis with his eyes. Question is why? Maishit's here. They say, Vimsechach, Chalachor, but case of here should be motor. So we see over there, Mishmur brings down, it's chomer tvei. Here, with weaning, it's worse than just a case of here. Why is it worse? Either the words of Mishmur over there, because it'll lead to the case of Masa Matin. Or the way I had the grass over its knicker doing an Isser of Shtarad Yaitis. One or the other. Maisa comes out reading together with her, said over here the Yaivis, the place can bring down. The Maisa is more Chomer than the case of a regular here. Agam is an active here at the end of the day. Maisa is Chomer Tvei Aleph. A second case, the Lochan Simon Shin Mem, the Mishmur that brings down, the Sevkon Chof Aleph from the Mogan of Ram, Sevkon Ches. Discussing, can you look at a guy doing a Melacha? And you learn from him the pula that he's doing over here. And then, during the week, you'll do something. Can you look to do an act of Mimsech Hatzchabi, Mekarv Isser? I'm looking at it. And that Nechel get over here. Says to Mishibur to walk over and to see what the guy is doing over here. Walking, that's Mimsech Hatzchab. But once he's there and you're looking, that's Nechel Nesug over here. If you have one Mishibur saying reading a book, that's Osir. We have another Sug over here of seeing something, the Maishat's mutter. Take a third case. You're listening, the radio's on, saying the business section. A guy's talking about business. And you're listening. What is that? Is that sing? Be mutter? Or is that reading? That's ulcer. Which one is it under? So the Shulchan Malachim are discussing listening to a radio. And he quotes the Siyavitz. He says, what's the difference of using the sense of reading versus sense of hearing? Just like by reading nice, it's Chomer Tvei. By hearing also be a case of Chomer Tvei. The Sherman Tzurim Balocha brings down the Shulchan Malachim. And he's Moisif. What is the Heter for hearer? Even the Sugan Kofi Gimel says, the reason is, because people naturally think it's very hard to control your mind. It's hard enough to control your own body, let alone, certainly not in the case of your mind. Everyone knows Mishmon Esrei, it's very hard. For this reason, the hearer is mutter. But over here, to go listen to something, just walk away. Walk away. Diva commonly Shmir Shabbos, who quotes Sharon Tzor Malacha, who quotes Shulchan Malachim. More time with the Archa Shabbos, who quotes Shmir Shabbos, who quotes Shulchan Malachim, then bring down Sharon Tzor Malachim, bring down the Shulchan Malachim. So all bring down one from another, back to the side over here, that comes out, that Shemaiah is also. So you have to realize, in here, it's very interesting, you have to know why that's so. Shemaiah is Osir. Reading is Osir. But seeing is Mutter. Not clear how they got that. Why that's so? Given before Shemishah and Simon Shemaiah Maisa says, seeing someone do something and learn from it, Mimsechazo is Mutter. That's her. Can walk, but seeing in Maisa is Mutter. Hearing, based upon the Yaivitz of reading the Maisa, is Osir. Not clear how they divided the three things up. That's how the place seem to go. Shemir Shabbos divides them up, different places. They seem to have different kolam over here, different gedarm over here. However, even on the side of here is mutter, come to the Mishabrua, and it quotes the base, Yosef Api the Ben Yoino, if being the case of Tirdes Alev or Daigiz, Avada, then we can't person cannot do it on Shabbos. Here is mutter. We start worrying about Panoso, what's happening over here. Shoo, you won't be over the Issam in Tzachetzcha, but you're over the Issam in Mavakal Oinig Shabbos. Come to Mavakal Oinig Shabbos, cross the Shabbos Oinig, not to Mavakal. Now in that, take it a step further, come on the Mechaber, and begin the Torah for the Ben Yoino, but let's say, it's not going to be a Tirdo. Medina the Maises Mutter, still the Mitzvah not to think about it. That means you have a job, you're not worrying about it. Should you think about it? The correct and Hoga is not to. Come on the Kavach Chaim and says, but let's say it's business, the correct and Hoga is not to think about it. That's the correct and Hoga, everyone agrees. But I enjoy about thinking about my business, about the deal that I'm going to make tomorrow. I have the Oinig. How I'm going to get the guy, how, you know, each one has the thing they enjoy over here. He has anything out of it. Is there now, in need of a mitzvah, not to think about the business for tomorrow, how to make Kari Visser? I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. The stick I pull, the game I pulled over, you know, everyone has their thing they enjoy. The amount of money I'm going to make over here, each one onto their own. The amount of money I can make to give my set to help out people, you know, each one their things. Is there an Indian then? Kav Chaim is Mechadish, he has two reasons. One, he wants Taino, even though Ben Yonah, but Mokim, Mitzvah Simcha, Maisetz Motor. That means the whole Chumra of the Mechaber is Tafkistam. Why think about business? It's on your mind. You're worried about Svachadich. Why? But we know already, we'll see Bez Hashem today. We'll see the Loch of David Dover, Mokum Oinig is Motor. What time are we in here? Mokum Oinig? Simcha, Maisetz Motor. What he gets involved, the case over there, the person wants to think about the Cheshboinis, but it's always Chubbets Benoy. Now, for some people, it's a not a simcha. But others, he says, Maisa, how got the money? Told us simcha Benoi. So the Maisa, number one, you have a simcha of it. Number two, he gets involved with Chetzit the Shemaim. Chasna, Chetzit the Shemaim over here. Fine. Maisa, people say also business, make money, tzedakah, Chetzit the Shemaim. Kanzai. Interesting. I didn't see anyone argue the point. Agami can disagree. But there is a shvo over there. Al simcha, maybe the chum and the machab does not apply. Siftas, the machab brings down the case over here of telling a guy to go get either carve a mace, or second case is the suve daite, the person is a shchimera, to go get your karev to come. Interesting, it does not say your friend to come, it says a karev. Karev to come, why? Because klevim, they're always friends, you know. Always the higher level over here. So you want to tell a guy to go come, the halacha is to go tell a guy the mice's mutter. They point out from this halacha that we learned the halacha in the suve daite, the halacha in Simon Shlamid. Asuva daita benegayet to the case of Yiladis, all koch nefeshes, l'mais is mutter. It's a gemara, kuf chav chesna beis, no problem. We discussed then, l'asuva daita, what does that mean? Is l'asuva daita dafka something that's the gear to the refuah of the chayla? L'asuva daita that you're worried you're not going to do the correct refuah, putting on the light, take care of the refuah? What's done? Is l'asuva daita the person wants the radio on and calms them down? You know, he wants, you know, to buy, to get the newspaper, to do malacha. Is that the Suva Daita Dafka for? We spoke out that the Machlokes negate the Issa Deraisas. Is the Suva Daita Klalius? And the woman spoke out then, let's say, you know, she's giving birth and she has four kids with her. She says, you know what, you got to drive the neighbor back and drop my kid off by this grandmother. Otherwise, bring it over to the neighbor. You know, I'm not calm. I can't handle it. You know, my neighbor I don't trust. This person I don't trust. Only the grandmother. That's nothing to do there for Shavoy. Those one time that's also those one time that's mortar. They point out, well, the Shuvin dies in the gates to Rabbonans and not in the gate to a fool. That's mutter. Where? The Salach over here. I mean, they do discuss that about the case of Shkabira, even though the words over here might come to Shli Titor if died to your love, but it's not a case of Korach Nefesh. Otherwise, we had to ask Korach Nefesh, even the Rises, said the Moshe, said the Kodashani, give me a Chash Korach Nefesh. Only Matri Rabbonans over here. So the case of Shuvin died to not in the gate to a fool, and the Rabbonans come along with the Swarm, the Shmashamas, others point out, where is the Geya to refer, not then about its mutter. The Geya to the right says, that's a big tumul. Yish makilim, yish makmir. The Lochan, Sifid Aleph, is he said about buying a house in Eretz Yisrael. Now this, just to be clear, this is a Shaila. If a Goy is nichel, when you buy from them a house, are you taking away from a Goy? What Goy are you referring to? Machalik among the Rishonim, it's talking about Daka Goyud, even of Avodah Zarah, or even a case of Yishmaelim. Come on, Mincha Sifka and Shuv and Chelch Vav and Chelch Ches. He says we have to be Choshesh both ways. That means, number one, the Ger to that to Mechira and selling it to Arabs, big tumble work that they're doing, Lechoda, even Ister Isa of Lezachonim. They want to have a Heter because the Arabs are not even of Avodah Zarah, and they come from their Makaris, Api the Bach. Which the census took out, which is a mistake, Kali Seifer, each one on. That's where the main heter of Rav Kook was from a Kali Seifer in the Bach. Fine. But Mai said, they were tied out, therefore, that reason said, Ben Chazizkak, we cannot sell them our land. For Eidi says, how for dirt? The person can buy a house from a guy and do not Kali to make a shtar over here? Maybe Yishmaelim are not Nichol in the heter of Mitzvah Yishavarit Stroll. Only when we take away from someone's even the Vazara. Not necessarily take away in the case of Yishmaelim. It's a great question. That's how he points out this halach over here. It really depends how he's standing with Shainim. Rashi gets it sounds like it's taking away from them. That's Rashi. Others seem to be saying that way. He says this halach does not apply Bizmanazer. My son Shlom Zalman, they said no, even Bizmanazer. And the Simit of Poiskim not to Machalik. I mean, you see everyone over here, and no one says otherwise. Bashi, there is no difference. That means even today, taking away from any guy, Maisel, even Shmuelim is nichol get a mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and therefore a body one of the heter of heter mechira l'chora, or maybe say tell me it's a little bit different than Klal Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Building upon this, number one that we see over here, that a person can make mamash shtar with the guy in their bezin, make a kinyan on Shabbos. There's no problem. Now the question is, can you go see a dira on Shabbos to go buy? Is there? If I can mamash do the mechira memkar, could I do the mitzvah chetzchol as auto mechira memkar? So Shlom Zalman says, if you do the Mecha Memka, I can do the Mitzvah Chatzacha. I can go see a Dira on Shabbos. Take a step before that. Can I see the advertisement to read on Shabbos to do the Mitzvah Chatzacha, go see the Dira, to go buy it? Says the Mikra Kodesh Avadi can go do that. That means, again, now you have to learn the Sugya of Mitzvah Yishuvah Yisrael, what to find the get over here. That means, if I already have a Dira, or if I own by it, or the Kolma, or the Protomar, that comes out from this halacha, that number one, the Yisrael Shabbai, the Izmiz Manazera Mitzvah Yishuvah Yisrael. Number two is, a person can do that today, also the Paiskim, the Kinyan Shabbai. Number three, therefore the advertisement Shabbai. And number four, seeing the Dira, also. This is a side sugya, Lung Bialacha, which we learned in Simon Shemem, perhaps 2 years ago. Menegat Geit sugya of a Ksav in English is Nichol Ister Reisel Drabonon. The more over here seems to say Nichol Geit of a Drabonon. The Halacha says the Vaz Das Yochel not Semich Panit Nichol Geit of the Raisa. Only as Chumrah Shabbai will take it on. And even the Swam point out, let's say you go to the hospital, they ask you to sign. You sign in English or you sign in Hebrew. Avad they say to be Choshes L'Chumrah B'Amo B'Nevel L'Kula. And they will sign in English, not a case in Hebrew, because you take on all the Rabbanim and you have to get into the hospital. Korach Nefesh Ukedaima always do a case in English, not a case Rabbanim. Sorry, that we discussed then. Depends who you ask. If I remember correctly, I actually don't remember correctly, but the same door Malachim has different sheetahs. Sivya Beis, the gate circle of Ashavas Avedo. Now, it comes out over here, Ashavas Avedo, there's a Kli Yisr, there's a Kli Heter, and there's a Muxmach Meskufoyuk, Sarin Kis. So what are we discussing over here? So first, we have really three things by Shabbos Aveda. One is the question of announcing it. The second thing is returning it. And third thing is when you find it, can you pick it up? So Negeta, announcing it, Loch is it's always mutter. No matter what type of kli it is, says Machaber, even it's mukso, even it's oslatatloi, it's mutter. The words of the Mishabro is, because even though it may be announced during the week, the tzibah is there on Shabbos, but during the week, you don't see everyone together, you can't tell everybody. Therefore, it's muk mitzvah on Shabbos, the Vadi can't announce it. To return it, sounds like, mice is ulcer. Kli heter, you can. Kli is mice, saying it's oslatatloi, can't do it. The tumul is when you find it. You walk in the street, and you see a hammer on the floor, can you pick it up and take it? So, again, if it's a kli heter, a Vadi can. If it's a kli iser, not that simple. What's the heter? If the locha and the geta of Shabbos Aveda with Kolonius is, why is Zokim in the Kvoda important to Shabbos Aveda? Because whatever you not do for yourself, no chiv do for others. So for yourself, this hammer has no heter. What's the heter of a Shabbos Aveda for others over here? Yeah. They say, if you know, can return to the person the hammer and tell them to crack nuts, no problem. But we can even argue the point and say, you know what, I'm going to take the hammer and crack nuts. I remember by the case of Muxlam Isis Mutter. I'm going to take the hammer and scratch my back. Or the Baal Danish Tampish will not be a problem. It can maybe get around this question over here. The main child is negate the Muxa Machmas Kufay. There's no head to start Kufi Makaimai. Or clear, more of a case, a Khsar and Kiss. Khsar and Kiss that didn't Muxa Machmas Kufay. The Geta Mitzvah to take away the Issa of Muxa. So the Beloch and the end of the race time of love, when they learn the Sugil Muxa, and the words are Yeshla Ayin. So I guess Ilam has to say Yeshla Ayin, see what the Loch over here is. Not that simple. This is some cipher. Others discuss it. What's the locha of the get muktzah machmas kufay? Can you pick it up and you see it in the street? The Shulam Jews say even to be machmir, no chid to stand the old Shabbos. You can really argue the point. Maybe if you do it for your own object, maybe we'll have to go do it for, you, for his object. Yishlodin. But Pashas is that you don't have to. The last thing over here is Sifya Dalet. So also we came across this already two times. Once in Simon Shinchov Ches, if you are the get to be matzel a girl from the Sugya Gishman over here, and we discussed the Barichas and Simon Shun Choftes, the Gea, what the Aloch of the Chaybem is. It's how the Sugya is Korach Nefesh the Chaybem, or the Din has been said the Rishayma one Shabbos for Habesh of Osis. From the Kor, we came out that there's a Nochet in the Gemara, seven reasons, Gemara Numo. One of the reasons the Gemara came out, as Rishayma one Shabbos for Habesh of Osis, the Gemara came out, Maskon had said, well, that's not a good Makor, that's only a case of Vada and a case of a Sofik. Never went to a case of a Chaybem. The question was, we also pass in this form of Lishma Shabbos Achas Habesh Shabbosis. The point out from over here, this trigger on the Rishonim, we also come out with that Sfora. And then we got involved with, is it only be Makom Sofik or not? We spoke out of Machlokes among the Achronim, that maybe Chaybem is a Gilui upon the Yisrael B'Shem Shabbos Achas. And the Kabbalists can say it is a Gilui, and therefore a person has the right to try to go save a girl that might be saved from Gishmat. We saw the trigger of Lishma Shabbos Achas Habesh Shabbosis. There's a second sugya over here. The get can a person do a chait to matzli chaver. Also, the oil must learn berichas and simulation dalit over there in Sefiot with its kolam over there. While Bez Hashem going on further in simulation zayin, the sugya of a dabedover. Slach rabo.